The Aldis podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the US and Europe. Today, you are listening to our ServiceNow series, where we interview the best and brightest of the industry to share their story, advice, and views on the exciting world of ServiceNow and digital transformation.
Hello, everybody. It's Mark Kelly, Chief Customer Officer and Co-Founder of Aldis. Very, very welcome to the podcast today. We have got Ulrik Christensen, who is a ServiceNow lead at Gaudi, and he is based in Copenhagen in Denmark. Ulrik, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your background and your current role as a ServiceNow lead for Gaudi.
I've been in management consulting for about 20 years, started at IBM and Deloitte, and I've been doing HR transformations for basically as long as I can remember. The red thread and what I've been doing since I started is basically I've been looking at how to get business value out of your investment in technology. And we can see that's probably even more important now than it was when I started out a long time ago. What we see being the core of all of this is really how you get the organizational transformation as a result of the technical implementations that you do. And yeah, basically my career taking me here has been the traditional one, right? Starting doing implementations, then doing more and more leadership, and eventually being responsible for sales and for the implementation teams that we have here in Gaudi. Why am I doing ServiceNow? It's probably a slightly different entry to the world of ServiceNow than most organizations or the most business leaders, most partners in the ecosystem have right now. Because I started with HR and HR technology. And if you go back 10 years, 15 years, and you started saying ServiceNow in relation to that, people would say, why are you considering an ITSM platform related to HR? Why is it part of that picture? But with the product maturity and employee workflows, and especially the HISD module, we can see that now it's an integral part. If you don't have it already implemented, at least it's on your wish list. That's basically how I ended up here. I saw all of a sudden that all the HR clients we were talking to started thinking about ServiceNow. How do we get value out of it? How can it solve some of the problems we have? And I jumped on that journey about 6 years ago with I think London or Madrid, and have been dedicated focusing on how to integrate ServiceNow in the HR platform roadmaps.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that overview. And I love the HR example because everyone remembers their first day at school, their first day at work, their last day of work. And it's very important to get that onboarding, offboarding right and getting some transparency, consistency around it. Tell us a little bit about your offering that you offer to customers, your kind of your services. And why is HR so topical now, such a hot topic within the world of ServiceNow or just in general, rather?
I think the main thing when we look at why ServiceNow suddenly entered the HR arena is fatigue and disappointment. A lot of organizations have been through a cloud journey. They have implemented one of the big suites, they have implemented SuccessFactors, they've implemented Workday, maybe one of the other ones. They have tried and often at least not gotten all the way that they wanted to go. The benefits they had been basing the business cases on, the value, the efficiency, the productivity, the employee experience, thought they'd get out of it. It helped, but it did not nearly take them to where they wanted to be. And they could see that could not be addressed by just pouring more effort into optimizing inside these solutions. They found out there were some processes outside. They found out there was some glue between the different niche products that they needed after all. And there was some customization or some personalization that could not be delivered with the existing tools, or at least it would be a lot of customization on top of them. And ServiceNow is the perfect fit for that, to go in, not to replace, but together with existing core solutions, make sure you had full automation of the processes and not just the ones that were a good fit with standard functionality, and also integrating the rest of your support functions. So IT, facility, the payroll team, anything else that needs to work together with HR processes. So it was that disillusionment about the cloud suites that needed to be addressed in some way. And ServiceNow was that perfect time, the perfect place to do that when they started expanding sideways and saying, we're not just doing IT service management. We're an engagement layer, we're a development layer, we have the building blocks you need to build the rest of your HR processes. So it's a perfect timing really for them to start growing beyond just the IT service management market.
Yeah, because it's funny, when I speak to customers and we speak about onboarding and offboarding, like what you said, a lot of it can be very inconsistent. If I start a new job with a colleague and I get my laptop, I'm ready to go, I'm doing a Microsoft Teams meeting with my team on a Monday, 9 a.m., and the end of the call, I'm feeling pumped up, excited, and it's a consistent process. Versus my colleague that maybe gets a laptop that's dirty, the codes aren't there, they have to use documentation to read over for 48 hours because they're trying to buy time to try to get the process. It's Wednesday before you're actually onboarded correctly. And you just got a bit of a negative feeling to your onboarding experience. And we've seen in the past, and in the future, that the statistics will show people are more likely to leave in that first 6 months if their onboarding experience isn't particularly good or consistent. Or maybe you've got customers where they're trying to log a ticket or log a new vacancy, and they don't necessarily know how to do that or manage that vacancy because the organization is so big and there's lack of transparency or inconsistency within that. Because I believe people want to be productive in their work each day rather than unproductive, and we have to watch for morale. Tell us about some of the customers that you're helping and supporting, and if you had some case studies or kind of bring that theory to life, it'd be lovely to hear.
So we had last year a global manufacturing company, we're talking 35,000 employees, 150 countries, and onboarding and offboarding was a massive headache. Even after having SuccessFactors in place, they even had the HRSD Pro solution in place, but still things weren't implemented in a way so that you got the benefit of the two solutions together. So we had people joining the organization without a laptop, managers and HR and IT sitting pointing fingers at each other. We had a substantial amount of laptops that were unaccounted for after people left the organization again, not necessarily, of course, because people stole them, but just because there was no transparency, there was no support for the different support organizations and the managers and the employees to effectively work together. So what we did together with these guys was we did like the right way to do design. So design thinking end-to-end across solutions, end-to-end across the processes we were looking at, and then said, okay, what would people want? What would they like? What do they need in the situation they're in? Step-by-step going through. And then after that, deciding what do we do in which environment? How do we integrate them? And how do we wrap it and automize it so that we get one integrated HR facility, payroll, HR onboarding process. And what we ended up doing was actually the entire IT equipment ordering was fully automated. So in the old days, managers had to step in twice manually in ServiceNow to make sure people got the right IT equipment and accesses. What we do now is they don't need to do anything. The only thing they need to do is just, ask to have the right guy hired into the right position type, and the entire IT onboarding is fully automated. Of course, that's a huge relief for the managers and the employees because they will get stuff in time and they don't need to remember to order this. But it's just as important for HR and for IT because they don't get the panic situations where no one told them and all of a sudden they have to go down into some storage room and see if they can find a wiped computer. Same thing for the termination and the offboarding, right? They had no asset visibility, even if they actually might have had digital information about the assets that had been handed out. They didn't trust it and they didn't have easy access to it. So what we did was very simple, actually. It was more sort of a culture and an awareness issue than it was a technical solution. But the result in the end required us to train people who's responsible for asset collection. How do you get it done? What do you do if you're working at a site where they don't have a place where you can just drop it off? It's a perfect example, this onboarding redesign here, because it's exactly the same we're doing with all other clients and opportunities, that we do end-to-end design, integrate the solutions, and we build automation where it makes sense. And it has the same benefits, right? Efficiencies in operations, securities, you get control of information, your devices, your audit trails, productivity, and employee experience. Every single time, It's the same thing we get out of it. Of course, the concrete instantiation will be different in each time, but it's the same high-level value we get out of it. And the way to do it is also the same, right? To work big picture, design thinking, and employee experience, and then have the capacity, the capability to work with all the different solutions you need, which is one of the things I really enjoy about the way we deliver stuff in Gaudi, which is we can do design and we can implement. So you don't either end up with a solution no one needed or wanted in the one end that may be beautifully configured, but it's just not fit for purpose. On the other end, you end up with some PowerPoints that just can't be translated, or at least never will be translated, to a technical solution on implementation. So that's what we enjoy, to sit down with our clients, figure out what do they actually need, and then work closely with them all the way through until we have something implemented in the end. The onboarding example is a usual one. I have not yet met a single client who's happy with the way the onboarding is working. So there's massive potential out here, and that will continue to be.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
Yeah, it's a funny one that you mentioned onboarding, and then we've got offboarding. And this is consistency across all industry. And this is one that every industry seems to have a challenge with it. And your design thinking is very important, because you're leading with empathy and you're going on that journey. And this journey has now changed because of the world of COVID before. Now people work remotely, as you said at the top of the show, where you're working and delivering across Madrid and global, but you're still based in Copenhagen. So from people may not know, but if you're hiring an employee, or you're putting a potential offer out to an employee, if there's a major delay in getting that contract to that employee or prospective employee, they will not start. So that means that the interview process, that could be 3, 4, 6 stages, is all for nothing, because the last part did not do its job. So you can imagine how frustrated people are at HR if this process is not closed off and the person is not then ready to start on that journey. And when you talk about working with the customer, understanding what they want, rather than actually doing it to them, doing that statement of work to them and just ticking that box, you're going on the journey with them, because it's important, because they need to feel like they're confident around what's being shown to them, what's the experience is, because if they really believe in it, then the rest of the organization will really believe it. And that's going to get more buy-in. And then also future adoption for people to actually engage in additional ServiceNow projects as well. Are there any particular trends that you're seeing, potentially maybe in AI and automation, that have helped fast track some of these solutions that you're looking to add?
One of the reasons I love doing what I'm doing is it's always changing. It's never dull, right? HR technology over the last 20 years has been reimagining itself again and again, right? And it's not just an attempt to keep selling stuff. It's real changes in the world around us. That means our customers, the businesses we're working with, has new requirements, new demands, new challenges, new opportunities, and we then get to help them solve that. So it's a constant innovation together with the clients. And you're absolutely right that what we see right now, new releases, new functionality, citizen development, the hyper automation trend, and the generative AI, it's all part of the answer to what we're seeing out there right now. Constant demands for being more productive, being more efficient in your support organizations, being able to deal with hybrid work, where we have employees sitting maybe at home, maybe in partner ecosystems, at least very far from just being able to drop down by HR and IT to get help. So the building blocks are there. And they will continue coming, I'm sure, from ServiceNow. And that's exciting and great. And I'm really looking forward to some of the new features, like the skills and the recruiting, and how that's actually going to pan out. Because clearly we're stepping into an area here where we are saying they are sort of face-to-face competing with other vendors that may have somewhat similar functionality. So that's going to be super interesting this year. But I think my main interest, or I'm not sure if it's a worry, but at least my main concern right now is, as we move into these areas, it becomes incredibly important that we as a partner ecosystem are able to help our clients deal with it, because the functionality is there. It can be built, but if we can't advise them in the right way, or if we don't actually deliver on the promise we've given them, we will have problems. And I like to use sort of the Goldilocks metaphor, right? That you shouldn't have the porridge too warm or too cold. You need to find the right balance in the middle, or you need to combine it in some way, so that when we work with the customers, we can be technically proficient, but we also need to be able to inspire and guide outside the sort of the old traditional platform features, because only by doing both can we actually make sure that they don't get the same disillusionment with the offerings that we've seen with the old cloud-based solutions in the HR suite. We need this time to actually deliver on the promise. We need to go in and help them get the proper value out of the technical features. But if we can do that, yeah, I can't see an end to this journey here. There's many years of good, useful optimization and enhancements we have in front of us.
It's really exciting how AI and automation is helping to remove friction, but from the human in the loop and working with the machine, it is about delivering value where you're giving the customer what they need at this moment in time. However, you're also looking at the potential for growth for the future, where they'll scale and need additional functionality. So you're not overwhelming them, but you're allowing them for a roadmap to add different things, because the cheese is always moving. There's different applications, there's different features that become more relevant to that customer. And then you need to guide them to actually share insights on that, because there's so many opportunities. There's so many different ways you can go. But if you're going to be that guide to shepherd them through the process, I always think of that mountaineer. You're telling, right, we're going to rest here, we're going to dash here, we're going to actually reflect. So there's so many parts about being that guide. Thank you very much for your time. We've been speaking with Ulrich Christensen, and Ulrich is a ServiceNow lead at Gaudi. He's based in Denmark, and he's been giving us an overview about some of the work that he does in HRSD and some of the benefits of rolling out human resource module within ServiceNow. And the most important aspects is leading with design thinking and trying to deliver solutions that really add benefits to the whole organization, but also allow the opportunity to bring in new features in the future. Thank you very much for your time, Ulrich.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the All This Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.allthis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.